back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, a great producer, Eric Reiner. Special thanks once again for one of the top attorneys out there.
Doris Markovic was listed in like the top attorneys book.
Yeah,
right?
Really?
I think so. I think, yeah, top attorneys.
Yeah,
I find that hard to believe.
I think she told me that. I'll have to research it.
Not the hired Doris Markovic.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
She's not listening right now.
Well, if you ever find a cop like the ones featured in Copland,
sure,
you might want to call Doris Markovic. This is The Seeds singing "Can't Seem to Make You Mine" from Copland. See that?
Wow. Was that Sylvester Stallone?
I guess it was.
He was one of them, yeah. Ray Liotta, Sylvester Stallone. Yep.
Ray Liotta's a really good bad guy in a lot of these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, before we bring our next guest on, I want to remind our listeners that we are broadcasting also a video, behind-the-scenes video on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. You can also find a stream on our Facebook page. Go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. You can also find a stream on Periscope at Eric Reiner 1, where you can watch Eric at the controls.
Yay!
Well, our listeners are having a good time. They said... James said that.
You mean the viewers?
Our viewers, yeah. Said if we wanted to have crazy people on, why didn't we just say so?
Speaking of Doris.
Speaking of our previous guest. But our next guest we're very excited to have on because I've seen this movie. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to talk about it in depth next week. It's called Afterwards. And right now we have on the director of it, Juan Feldman. Thank you so much for talking with us, Juan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film. Marcia Gay Harden plays a librarian who attempts to escape her midlife crisis by traveling to Costa Rica. There she meets a younger man played by Oscar Janeta. Janeta? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Janeta. Yeah.
All right, Janeta.
You know, Spanish, yeah.
Who takes her on an unexpected journey filled with adventure and romance. Juan, you know, was this actually filmed in Costa Rica? Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, we shot in Los Angeles. That's where I live.
Okay.
I am from Uruguay originally. That's why my accent. But I've been here 20 years, and this is finally my first film, you know, as a director. And since, you know, first started writing the script, the response has been amazing. And the fact that Marcia Gay Harden, you know, Oscar winner and Tony Award winner, you know, was very interested and did the film for me. That was the first, like, huge plus. And then working with her and with Janeta, which working at Pirates of the Caribbean, he was Cantinflas. Like, he's a very good actor as well. When you put two great actors together, what you wrote, you know, the characters I wrote just exploded. They made it great. And that's the, you know, the magic of it and the beauty of it. And I'm so happy to be opening in all these major cities all across the country. And I hope a lot of people go see it.
Yes, they definitely should. It is beautiful, you know, just the scenery that we're looking at in this film. Again, it opens next Friday. Is it also on video on demand, or is it just in theaters?
That's right. It's going to be, you know, nowadays things have changed, and it opens at the same time in theaters as well as iTunes and video on demand. I think you have to check your local listing, but pretty much everywhere, yeah.
All right, there's no excuse to not see this movie and check out these performances. You know, Marcia Gay Harden is excellent in this film. She looks, of course, she goes through a transformation, but, you know, tell us about her look in the beginning of the movie, because at first this, you know, she's a librarian, right?
That's right. She's basically a depressed librarian with nothing else in life, you know, and in page one, her library closes, so it's her whole life just gets shattered, and she doesn't know what to do, and she decides to actually end it all, to kill herself. Mm-hmm. But like she says, if you see your life flashing in front of your eyes before you die, I don't have one beautiful image. And so she wants to go somewhere, and she has a book of Costa Rica, and she decides to go there and then kill herself. But then she, you know, of course she meets Oscar Janeta, who plays you know, an extrovert. As opposed to her, she is all books and no street, and he's all street and no books, you know? So these two different characters, when they get together, it's interesting what happens, you know? But I think the film, it's about you getting out there, you know? And that was the reason why I first wrote it, and I'm interested in spreading the message of people getting in touch with themselves and see what you like, whatever that is, and just go for it. That kind of thing.
Right, right. And now, I mean, because especially now in we're talking about all the social media stuff in our last hour, people are just seem to be connected to the internet and that's it. But there's a whole world out there for people to explore, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, I'm in Los Angeles right now, but I just came back yesterday because of the film and to do press and whatnot. But I was actually in your neck of the woods. I went to the Four Corners, which I've never been before.
Oh.
And it opened my eyes to, you know, beautiful things, and it's such a good thing to travel, get out there. And it doesn't have to be expensive, you know? KOA is out there or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they're very true, very true. And,
yeah.
I mean...
And when you do, be careful with cops. Like you guys were talking about, because I got a speeding ticket in Arizona.
Oh, no.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And I asked the guy, how many people do you catch? And he said about 3 per hour, and that's the time that it takes him to just, you know, hide behind the bush, go get them, go back to the bush, you know?
That's exactly.
Get out there, be careful.
Yes, there's nothing worse than, you know, going out and having a good time and exploring, you know, different states, different countries, and then suddenly you get stopped, you know, for speeding, something like that, and then you've got to deal with it.
But I'm telling you, you saw the film, it beats just staying home and doing nothing.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to...
Every time.
You've got to live. You've got to live. And, I mean, especially because you see this transformation for that Marsha Gay Harden's character goes through. I mean, suddenly she loves life. We don't want to reveal too much about it because we want people
spoiler
to see
alert.
This movie.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, and I think about the look that you were asking, you know, this a bit of a trivia here, a fun fact that she is wearing a wig, you know, two different wigs, and she loved that. And when we were, you know, first working on her character, she really liked the idea of having a wig, because every time she would look at herself, she would feel that character better. And she said something about the pressure on her head as well. So interesting, you know, how each actor is different. And she's really, really good.
Oh yes, she is excellent in this film. I think she was at the Phoenix Film Festival a few years ago. For a film, you know, just a terrific actress, and especially that Trophy Wife. She was on that for a while. That was a really good show. I'm so disappointed that was canceled.
I know, now she's coming with Code Black, her own show on CBS.
Code Black,
some kind of a crossover between ER and House. You know,
oh excellent.
So it's looking pretty good.
We'll definitely have to look for
that. She works so much. She just did a film with Woody Allen after doing Mine. I'm so happy, you know? It's good.
Oh, yes, yes. And, you know, Oscar's great in the film as well. Of course, as you said, we know him from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. And he actually just won the Platinum Award, whatever, which is like this. Like we don't know, you know, we're not very aware of it here, but in the Latin world, he's considered the best Latin actor in the world right now. He beat Benicio del Toro, who's another terrific actor.
Yeah.
And so he's doing really, really good as well.
Yeah.
You know, and again, when you put two great people together, just sparks fly, you know, all around.
Definitely. And then, you know, it's not just them. Of course, the rest of your cast is great. The little girl in the film, I forget her name, but she's...
Thank you. Yeah, Jenna. Jenna Ortega, she's great. You know, she did Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
And now Disney signed her exclusively. And she's going to be... She's a star already, you know. She's young. She's a star.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think she's the cute factor in the film, you know. Because when you again the challenge writing this film and you know when you direct, you know, when you have this kind of character who's depressed, you don't really want to depress the audience. You want to engage the audience at all times. So I think it balances very well to have a young kid, you know, the cute factor. You know, and then the extrovert Oscar, and then Marsha. You know, I think it's a pretty good balance.
Oh, I can.
And I'm glad
agree.
You like it, by the way. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and we definitely want everyone to check it out again next weekend. It opens both in theaters here in Phoenix and across the country, as well as on video on demand. Several again, no reason to not see this movie. I think they should check it out on the big screen, so you can check out all the scenery. It's just beautiful to look at.
It is a good. I mean, there is something about it. You know, I am. You know, call me old school, but when you go into the big black box, you know, with a bunch of other people that you don't know, and you're seeing things in the big screen with the big speakers, it is a different experience. With that said, you can be, in your bed eating whatever you want with your family and click on the video on demand and watch it as well. So either way, I think the message is what I would like to get across and for people to have a good time for, at least 90 minutes.
Yes, yes, definitely. And again, that message is get out there and live life, right? Embrace life rather than kind of hiding.
Absolutely.
Go
out, get out there, explore,
Definitely.
And it's about, again, whatever you like, I think everybody can relate to feeling the way she's feeling and the need to actually be yourself, trust yourself and get out there.
Definitely. And before we let you go, Juan, any other films that you're working on? Any other projects that we can look for?
Oh yeah. I mean, I gotta work,
Yeah.
I'm not that rich yet, so yeah, I'm always doing something, and I have different projects in different stages of development.
Okay.
I'm writing right now. I am releasing afterwards, of course, and also I'm finishing another picture called The Prey. Who it's a monster movie. I like to spice it up a little bit.
Oh.
And, I do documentaries sometimes or, if the story is worth telling. And then this monster movie, which is coming out in theaters next year, called The Prey.
The Prey.
Yeah, and Comic-Con is all over it. It's gonna be a fun one.
Can you share any of the stars of that one?
It's actually Danny Trejo.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, Nick Chilman, it's an action-packed movie,
Mm-hmm.
Go, 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 that kind of thing, It's kind of cool. And we shot here for Afghanistan, Of course, we're not going to go to Afghanistan to shoot, so we shot here in the desert. It looks just like it. It's the same set as Clint Eastwood used for American Sniper,
Yeah.
So it looks great, and the monster is awesome. We're doing the special effects now in... up in the Bay Area in San Francisco, Pixar people. So, again, low budget independent, which means that, it looks great, but it takes longer,
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see when we release that one, but it seems like it's going to be next year.
Excellent. Well, we really hope to have you on again at that time. Please let us know and keep in touch with us so we can help you promote The Prey. In the meantime, all of our listeners and all of our viewers out there need to check out Afterwards. Again, it opens next Friday on Video On Demand and theaters throughout the country. Director Juan Feldman, thank you so much for speaking with us and for making this wonderful movie.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, again, Director Juan Feldman, Afterwards. So thank you very much for joining us. But I know we've got more coming on after the break. We might do a little bit of 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Picks of the Week.
Yeah, Picks of the Week mm-hmm. going on. Of course, I'll share my insights into Fantastic Four. And again, we're still broadcasting on Meerkat and Periscope. On Meerkat, we're at Breakthrough Entertainment. On Periscope, we're at Eric Reinert 1.
Yeah.
Send us your thoughts. If you have any comments, if you've seen any movies, please share them with us. If you have any questions for us, you can share those with us as well, and we would love to answer those on the air. But before we get to that, we need to hear a little bit from Filth.
Okay.
James McAvoy starred as a very dirty, dirty cop.
I didn't see that. No.
This is a very upbeat song. Billy Ocean singing Love Really Hurts Without You.
Okay.
From Filth.
I haven't seen Filth yet, but that's one of those I was looking forward to seeing, so I'm going to have to check it out at some point. Once again, this is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 KPHX. When we come back, you'll hear Joseph's thoughts on Fantastic Four. Finally saw it after a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, last week. Love
last week, yeah, absolutely. And we'll be right back.
Come on, sing with me.